previously on Good Morning Angels.
This morning we've heard the story of Ruth Luthuli, former Banyana player. She was diagnosed with glandular cancer a couple of years ago.
Basies langs haar neus onder haar oog, waar haar wang moet wees, is daar een enorme vergroeisel.
Om ons meer daarvan te vertel, is Dr. Fritz Hoogendyk.
Nou, dit het reeds haar hele bokaak vernietig.
Sure.
Is besig om haar linker oog te bedreig. En uit die aard van die saak raak sluk en asemhaal 'n groot uitdaging.
Normale funksies. Long story short, we have the incredible Operation Healing Hands that jumped into action here. Diane is live at the Wilgers Hospital. She is with Ruth, who had the operation. So Ruth, how did it go?
She says everything went well. She's fine now and she's recovering.
Now there is somebody that she mentioned. I think she looks up to him as well. I mean, you know, he was a former coach as well. Sheikh Mashaba is on the line this morning.
There's a smile.
Hi. How are you, Ruth? Yeah, I'm well, my dear. Yeah. Martin,
yes.
That's one strong woman that day. We like to thank all those who made it possible, the end Jacaranda FM, Operation Healing Hands.
Yes.
You're going to be okay.
Doing this such a major operation for free, hey?
Yeah.
And you, Martin, and your staff. Hey?
Thank you so much, Coach. Incredible. How's that for inspiring? Good job, Angels. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud and very happy to say to you, good morning, Ruth. How are you doing?
Morning to Jakarta FM. I'm good. I'm pleased to be the guest today.
Oh, man, you look and you sound so much better. Well done. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I'm top of the world. I'm fine. I'm great. You know, after 7 years.
7 years,
yeah,
Ruth.
In this journey.
Did you at any point in those 7 years think that this is going to be you for life? Did you think that's just how it's going to be?
Yeah, God is great. I didn't give up.
You didn't give up?
Yes.
You didn't give up, and good for you for not giving up.
I waited for this moment for a long time.
Oh.
And after operation,
yes,
I didn't able to talk. It's like I'm talking now.
No.
But I know, because I have courage. I know that one day I'll be able to talk. You know, I was struggling. And people know when it was hard to negotiate with people.
It was hard. Of course it was hard to speak to people. And here you're sitting this morning. You need no interpreter. You're having a chat with us here.
She can speak for herself, Martin.
Live on the show. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. I really am. And the other people in your life that have been there in your life and shared in all of this, what are they saying? What are they saying? It's good to hear you again, Ruth.
Yeah. Especially my family.
Your family? Of course your family. Are they happy?
The people that I spend more time with them.
Of course you can spend more time with them and you can chat to them and catch up with them. Because before, that condition probably, did it make you want to kind of, you know, crawl out of society and just, you know, because not being able to communicate must make you feel quite like your world is quite small.
Yeah, especially in my team when I gave them the instruction.
Of course, you're a coach.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes I make demonstration to them, but because they understand my situation,
yeah,
it was not that hard to them.
Are you going to coach again?
Yes, I'm coaching.
She's still coaching.
Yes, I'm still coaching.
It's unbelievable. Coach Mashaba's right there. It's one tough woman.
Yes, she's one tough woman.
Sure.
Martin, after we spoke to her in the hospital, Ruth, there was a complication.
Mm.
Her face basically fell in. There was a hole because the cancer ate all the bone away.
Mm.
And these past 2 weeks, that has changed, Ruth, right? You've got a face built in. Your face.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they did for you.
Yes, and then that's frustrations. It's there's something supported inside.
Yes.
For this frustration. Because the cancer, the chemo, or the radiation effect, destroyed the skin.
Yes.
And also the cancer destroyed the bone inside.
Yeah. But thank goodness for great doctors. Thank goodness for great medical health. Operation Healing Hands, of course. And the fact that we live in a year, 2018, where they could change that, where you can walk around now. When you saw yourself in the mirror for the first time, after those 7 years walking around with this massive growth on your face, what went through your mind?
I feel so humble, so honored that my life is back now. I'm that person who was I was before.
Yeah.
Before that 7 years.
Yeah, seven years, you became another person. And now you're old self again.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Ruth, it's good to see you. It's good to hear you. Thank you so much for coming and giving us a bit of a follow-up here. Baie dankie aan Lekker Slaap. Hulle het natuurlijk vir Ruth accommodatie gegee in hierdie tyd. Verskrikke vir julle Dr. Fritz Hoogendyk en sy span. That looked after you so well.
And the Dura Art Dental Lab who's been doing the prosthetic and the jaw and everything else. And if you want to see Ruth's journey and what exactly was done, we'll put that for you on jacarandafm.com.
Also making videos of the entire morning so far. There's so many people to thank, every single person who was part of your journey. Welcome back, Ruth. Coach!
Yay!
Coach! Yes, welcome back. All the best, all the best.
I like to...
Julle gee terug, julle gee om, julle is tops.
Morning Angels with Martin Bester.